This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today and everything's going fine for you. I'm talking again today about regrets. And sometimes people get themselves tied up in knots, as it were, because of failures and regrets that things have happened in the past. They don't know what to do with it. And what happens is it becomes a weight around their necks and the sense of failure plague their lives, haunt their minds, and they kind of get bogged down, not able to move ahead and frustrated. I said that Jesus Christ is able to say, I've come to give you life, life in all its fullness. And so that means that even God can deal with our regrets. If God is for us, the Bible says, who can be against us? That's a marvellous statement. I said yesterday that the psalmist in Psalm 103, there were a couple of good verses there. It reminds us, and I think it would be a good thing to write this down, how far has the Lord taken our sins from us? Further than the distance from the east to the west. That's a long way, isn't it, from east to west? In other words, it goes on and on. So God's love and the fact that he forgives us of our sins is there forever. And then it says in verse 14, God knows what we're made of. He remembers that we are dust. He remembers, of course, our frailty, our imperfections. I think it's also very hard for some people to get this because they might have grown up in a performance-driven home. What I mean by that is that they were taught that if you succeed in whatever you do, perhaps at school or in the academic world or in the workplace, it says, I'm valuable, I'm worthwhile. It's sort of sending a message to us, well, look, you're only significant if I succeed at a certain level. But when you fail, it sort of says the other message, I'm worthless, I'm invaluable, I have no significance. And it could well be that you were taught that your worth was based on your performance. And that was the way it was supposed to be, based on what you do. But I want to assure you that's not true at all. Your value as a person has nothing to do with your performance, whatever that means. And the Bible says very clearly, God says, I love you, period, full stop. God's love for you and me is not dependent upon what you do. It's dependent upon who he is. It's not based on your performance. It's really based on his character. So God says, look, you are worthwhile because I made you and I don't make any junk. It's a great thing, a great comfort. So if you think you've got to be perfect in order for God to love you, I think what's happened here is that you've missed the central message of the Bible. You've missed the whole thing if you think that you have to work for God to smile at you, because the Bible tells me that you are the apple of his eye, that you are very precious. So God says, look, I love you unconditionally, regardless of what you've done, in spite of the failure. There's nothing that you can do that will make God love you more than he does right at this minute. There's nothing that you can ever do that will make God love you any less than he does right now. And you can't make him love you less, because his love is based on who he is. It's simple, I think. God is a loving God. And when Jesus died on the cross, he paid for every failure that you've ever or have already committed, the ones that you did yesterday, today, and the ones that you're probably going to do tomorrow. The point is that you can actually rest on the grace of God, no matter how you fail. If you've committed your life to Jesus and if you return to him, God will pull you through the failure. It's a tremendous thing. It's a great statement of reassurance. Now, of course, it's obvious that when you're in the middle of a failure or a bad time in your life, it's difficult, isn't it, to see God's hand in your life. Christians have failures just like non-Christians do, but I think the issue is how we handle it. So today, I could well be talking to you. You've sensed a failure in your life, that you've been disqualified from the race. You're out of the game, as it were, and you say, well, God, I mean, where is God? I mean, what can he do for me now? Let's try and understand the amazing grace of God. I mean, the Bible has tremendous stories of failures. Abraham failed with his wife, Isaac, and Noah failed with their family. Moses, he failed to control his temper. He killed a man. David, you know, he had a moral failure. Things happen like this. Failure and mistakes are not the end. Thank you, dear Lord. That's good news for us, for we need to hear that again and again. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.